it's crunch time in the National Football League. We don't mean just the linebackers either. 4 weeks are left in the regular season, and last year's Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in danger of not even making the playoffs. In fact, there's so many teams that are hovering around the 500 mark, maybe no one will make it to the postseason. We're joined in Chicago by Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
There are a few teams doing awfully well this year. New England, Kansas City, Indy, St. Louis, Tennessee.
You're absolutely right, Scott. The fun thing is to look at the teams that did badly last year that are doing well. Dallas, Carolina, Cincinnati. Scott, they were all last in their division last year. Now they're near the top. Conversely, as you point out, Tampa Bay is in big trouble, and they only won the Super Bowl last year. But look at the team that lost the Super Bowl last year, Oakland. Oh, yeah. They're now 3-9. They're definitely out of its race. And when his coach, Billy Callahan, came off the field last week and called his team the dumbest team in football, there were no dissenters. But take a look at the 49ers. They won their division last year. They're 5-7 now. The Packers, Scott, won their division last year. And if they don't beat, you should pardon the expression, the Bears this week, they're in big trouble. The Jets won their division last year. They're in last place. Same thing with the Steelers. It's crazy.
Is it parity?
Well, it's what Pete Rozelle used to call parity, and the NFL has been almost diabolically committed to it. Mm-hmm. But just to show you how well it's working, here we are with 4 weeks left in the season. Five of the 32 teams have been eliminated. Everybody is still in the game, and that's what the NFL loves about this, mm-hmm. keeping a rooting interest in so many cities, and they just love this when they've arranged it so a bad team can jump up and contend for the Super Bowl within 1 year.
At the same time, is there a price for all this parity? I mean, is it cheapening eventually the definition of what it takes to be a championship club?
Well, I think that that you put your finger on something very important. The salary cap, which governs the total amount a team can pay its players, simply won't let the great teams, the good teams, give raises to everybody who deserves it after a really good year. So here you have the ultimate team sport. There's nothing like football. Everybody has a place to be and a thing to do on each individual play at each individual time. But you can't keep the team together from year to year. You have to keep starting over. And then, of course, you have the problem where fans can't really get attached to players, can they? And so I think it's hard for fans to develop an identity. It's hard for teams to keep the precision nature of what they try to accomplish together. But when you look at a sport where all these teams in the last month are still in contention for the Super Bowl, I think the NFL would say they're happy with the trade-off.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.